Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, the first part of Seif Hey. Mutter Loseis Al Pi Kederes Chamin B'Shabbes Tavshil Shenispashel Me'erv Shabbos Kol Sarko. It is permitted to put above a pot of hot food on Shabbos something which was fully cooked before Shabbos, and you're going to warm it on the roof of the pot. Could go in pandish for kiyotzman, like a pandish, which is like a kiddish. Lechamam, to warm it up. Lefishen derech bishul bakach. This is not called derech bishul. This is not the normal way to cook. We learned in Siv Gimel that if your pot was burning and you wanted to keep it from burning, you can lift it off, put an empty pot on the kira, and return the pot of food with all the rules of chazara. Here, there's no rules of chazara. You take out of the refrigerator the cold knish and put it right on top of your pot, sitting on top of the stove. So the Berloch explains the difference is, here there's a pot of food cooking. And when I put my knish on top, ein derech bishul bakach, it doesn't resemble bishul, and it's fine. But in the previous case, I'm putting an empty pot over my kira, over my stove, and I'm putting the pot of food above that. I need all the rules of chazara, because that empty pot doesn't hold food, it only serves one purpose, to cover over the kira. It creates an example of ki'ilu, it's garf and katum, and in that case, you don't l'chadchila just put something on top of a stove on a blech. So here too, I need all the rules of chazara to return that pot to the empty pot to keep it from burning. But if you had cloth material on top of a pot to insulate it, and you want to slip this knish under the insulation, vaday asur. That's not allowed. That's atmano. That's insulating on Shabbos. That's forbidden. The Ramah adds, v'hu adin, sh'asu hanichol gabi kira, afil gufa ketumah. You also cannot take this knish and put it right on top of the stove, even though you've removed the coals to cover them with ash. It's only permitted when you are returning it, the way we explained, on top of a kira, gufa, ketumah. You have to do the rules of chazara. Here, there's no rules of chazara. So the only thing I have going for me is I'm putting it on top of a pot of food. It's not derech bishul bakach. But on top of a kira, even gufa, ketumah, it's only permitted if it's with the rules of chazara. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan pehe al pi kederes chamin. You're allowed to put on top of the pot of hot food, afilu hi amedes alayish, even if this food is right over the flame. Sifkan bevav kol tzarko, as long as this food that I'm putting on top is fully cooked. Da'i, you should know. The da'as ha-rashba, the view of the rashba, the davar shekvar nispashel, something which was already cooked, afilu im nitztanein achakach lagami, even though after it has totally cooled down, sules be mishum bishul, there won't be the possibility of bishul. Even if it's something with a broth. However, Shulchan Aruch later in Shin Yud Ches tells us only Kedas HaRosh, the opinion of the Rosh, Shesover who holds, that if you have a food item in a broth or a soup, Ibn Tanein, once it cools down, then afterwards it will be susceptible to Bishul. You could cook it. In this case, we're talking about a knish. To make the Shulchan Aruch lechaman, the Shulchan Aruch allows us to warm it. Even if it will reach the temperature of Yatzal Adispo, Mishum Dudavar Shei Barotiv, is because the knish is dry. Ki pandishu, what is this pandish? It's lechem afui hamamula bebasar. It's a bread filled with meat. And you bake it in advance, and it's fully cooked. Well, the kuliyam alesbe mishum bishul, so everyone would agree in this case, ein bishul acher bishul, it won't be susceptible to cooking. Afim nitztan in the gami, even if it was totally cooled off. Moshakasa simen shen yiches, if as well, like you write in simen shen yiches, if as well. Sivkan peizayin, she ein derech bishul bakach, putting this knish, the fully cooked dry item, on top of a pot is mutter, because it doesn't resemble cooking. What's the Lord mean to say? The after kaimon she also leitin lechatchila b'shabas al hakira. Even though we hold the lechatchila, you may not put onto a stovetop. I feel in this partial called sarko v'udavacham, even something which is fully cooked and hot. V'gam hakir gufa ketuma, and the stove is covered with a blech, the coal is taken out, and there's ash on top, it's not allowed, which is, Rama says the same thing shortly. Hasam hatam, there the reason is, mishum denir kemavashal b'Shabbos. To put something directly onto a blech, onto a stove on Shabbos, looks like cooking. The derech bishul b'kach, that's how you cook. Aval hacha ein derech bishul b'kach, but this is different. No one cooks this way. Adi hefse kadeira, on top of a pot of food. They near kemavashal, so you don't have the problem of near kemavashal. And since it was fully cooked, there's no bishul hacha bishul either. Now, if this dough filled with meat, this knish, has a lot of fat, the fat congealed. We have to worry about nolat. The fat will soften up and start melting. And that could be a nolat issue, and one should be strict. So if it's a small amount of fat that will get absorbed in the dough around it, we're not worried about it. But if it starts dripping off that much, that will be a concern. But to put it under the cloth insulating the pot is out of the question. What it's telling me to say, if the pot of chalt or the kettle was covered above with material, afilum ein eish tachteho, even if there's no flame below, gam kein osu lahatman hapandish tachas habugadim, it'll be forbidden to put the knish under the material, mishum isur hatmana, because you run into an isur of insulating on Shabbos. The kailam we hold, to osu lahat mishabbos, you may not insulate on Shabbos, afilu taf shushu mavushal katsorcho v'cham, even if it's a fully cooked item and it's still warm, even if the insulation will not add any heat, it makes no difference. It's also on Shabbos. You may not put food directly onto a kira, even if it's gar for kotum, without the rules of chasar. To place it initially on Shabbos is forbidden, even if it's very hot, and even if continued cooking will ruin it, it doesn't make a difference. It's also l'chatchila to put food on the stove. It's nirik mevashal. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. The Rama continues, v'yesh matir l'tein l'toch tanur, sha'afu bo mi b'od yom. Some would allow putting a pot on Shabbos into an oven that was last used erev Shabbos. Since you never didn't keep anything in there, there's no pot in that oven from before Shabbos. You baked in the oven before Shabbos, and you were done before Shabbos. Lo nisha barak hevel ma'at. So comes Shabbos morning, there's very little heat left. Vein lo chush lo bishul. We're not going to worry about bishul. Ubavad shlo nistanein legamri. Provided it is not totally cooled down. That means the food. The food is not totally cold. The food is not totally cold, so I can put it into the oven. The yesh machmir mizah, others are strict. The im hachom kol kach. Now the Mishnah Berurah changes the girsa. She'im hachom kol kach betana shatz ledes bo. If the heat of the oven was such that was yatz ledes bo, asur. So this second opinion is machmir. The second opinion is machmir because of the concern of yatz ledes bo. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Sadi. Li tein l'toch v'chulu. There are those who are matir to put a pot into the oven Shabbos morning. Haynu shenoisen b'Shabbos b'boiker. Shabbos morning, they're going to put it into the oven b'toch ha-tanur. Hatavshil shenisbashel k'dei sheyischamein. Their food that was cooked before Shabbos. Shabbos morning, they put it in the oven to warm it up. Da'avshe b'toch ha-tanur v'hakira kaimelon. Even though in the oven and the stove we hold. So you never do chazara, you never return it, even if you remove the coals and cover them with ash. Chazara is always permitted above it, not in it. In this case, I didn't leave any pots to stay warm for Shabbos in the oven. I use it to bake Friday. Ain bo lemocher rachom muot. Come Shabbos morning, there's very little heat. The ain nira kamavash adizes. So putting something into it does not look like cooking. Sharetzia peches says the av sheyesh choim sheyatzlad. Even though it might be yatzlad dispo, No one cooks in such an oven. Shechumo hurak me'afir this small. That the whole heat is from yesterday's baking. So if the whole heat is from yesterday's baking, even if it's yatsa lettuce bowl, we're not going to aser putting it in according to the shita. Umashma, but the implication is that if there was a pot that was put into this oven before Shabbos starts to stay warm, the nafish heavily determined, that keeps the heat higher in the oven. Then Shabbos morning cannot add another cooked item into that oven to get warm. Now this is all according to Shita of the Kolbo. But in Darkei Moshe and Rambam well before in Sif Beis is clear. That we don't differentiate. They would allow putting back into this tanur. He says over there, the Torah v'lahach, it's good to be strict. Sifkad sadi alef l'gamri. As long as the food you're putting in did not cool down entirely. The im hay hatav shem etzal l'gamri. Because if the food had cooled down entirely, kaim lo mihold, the yesh ba'od b'shum bishul, there's a concern of cooking. You can't put it in this oven. Because maybe the food will reach Atzledesbo. Because as we said in Chartzion, that the, even though it was only used yesterday, it still could be warm enough for Atzledesbo. There are those who are machmer with this. Tamam, they hold. You can never do chazor into a tanur. Chazor into a tanur is always aser. Whether the temperature in the tanner is high or low. The Chacham, the family shiur, the Chacham did not differentiate. They said the halach, and that's it. Umi, however, dafka kishayesh choyim b'tanur shi'atzadis, but this is only if the oven is at least yatzaledispo. The lav halach is if it was not yatzaledispo, ain't alav shem tanur shuhusakal. It's not considered an oven that was ever heated in the first place. It's a cold oven. So the problem only begins when it's yatsa lezbo. Sifkan sadi gimel. Vevachol kolkach v'chulu. Sarchlobe she'im hacham v'chulu. It should say she'im. Because if the heat's yatsa lezbo, then we have a problem of doing chazor l'chachila. Dilav hachi, but if not, afil yesh machmir, and even this yesh machmir, and sure would allow it. The Ramah said this also in the end of Sipes. If it's not yatsled this bow, it's a cold oven. There's nothing wrong with it. The Ramah continues. The called Ram shall also la'asos midvarm elo. All the things that are problematic, the things you may not do. Also loyim le'eni hud la'asos. You cannot instruct a non-Jew either. L'chein also loyim le'eni hud. Therefore, you may not tell a non-Jew lo'hachem ha'kedir ibn estanein. You can't instruct him to warm a pot if it cooled down. If you did, you may not eat it. I feel it's certain, even if it cooled down and you don't benefit directly from the heat. However, if it wasn't so cold, the food wasn't so cold, you can eat it the way it is. If the non-Jews would heat it up, you're allowed to eat it because it was edible anyway. So it tastes a little better, that doesn't make a difference. Either way, you can't tell them to do it. The question is, do you answer it if they did it? So that depends. That depends on how cold it was. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Saidalt. The Kol Dvam V'chul. Hainu Afilu Dvam She'ein Bemrak Yisro. And everything we said, even if only doing an Yisro Banon, you cannot tell a non-Jew to do it. Sifkon Saidalt, Lohachem HaGedera, to warm the pot. Even if it's not going to be placed directly on a flame or stove, so there won't be an Isser Chazara. So where's he putting it? He's putting it on top of the tanur. He's putting it on top of the tanur, as the Shartzin says. You're telling him to put it on top of the tanur instead of into the tanur or onto the flame. He's not putting it on the flame. He's not putting it on the kira. Teshuv Eim Zemishim Isser Chazara. So there is no Isser Chazara. Afal Pekin Asser, Mishum Isser Bishul. There's still a Bishul problem. Kinshin Stan Lagame, because it's cooled down. It's cooled down. Vashakasim Mishin Ches, if doubts, if there's a Bago, like Lunatsim Mishin Ches, I ain't some look over there. When we come all can cause a Magan of Vamashar Chorma. However, Magan of Vam and other Chorma might. The Bediavid, Yish Lahat or Tafshal Oifen Zeh, Bediavid, we would allow the food. So hemidu ala eish mamish, that wasn't placed directly on the flame, kiyam al tanur, but rather on top of the oven. because there are posts who hold that a yid can lechatchila put it there. Like the Ramah writes there in Shin Yuches Sif Tesvav. Sifkan Sad Evolve, Afilut Sainen, if you tell the non Jew to heat it up, it was cold and he warms it up, you can't eat it even if it's cold. After Nan and Mimalechas and Yehudi, even if you don't benefit from the work he did, Mikamakam Kansuhu, nonetheless, it's a fine. She yapped another Erev, he has to wait till Masi Shabbos, Shiyesa, and give it the amount of time it would take to heat. Ha'avinasa Malacha Deit Sivuya, because he gave instructions and based on his instructions, a Malacha was done. But let's say the Naju on his own wants to warm the food. Bishvil Yisof for the Yid. Shari la'achol tzonen. You can eat it when it cools down. You're not benefiting from his malacha. It's not like he wanted it. We're not going to say the goy can ask of the Yid's food on Shabbos. But if the Yid watches him doing it, he has to protest. He does stop. Don't warm that up for me. If it wasn't so cold, it was fit to eat as it was, if you want it warm, that's different. Therefore, they changed it to chimum, even though he benefits from the warmth, that's permitted by the evet, because he could have eaten it without warming it. Even if the non-Jew were to put it right on the flame, but sivuyo, because he directed him to. Afalpikin, nonetheless, ain't less our tash, but the Ebedev are not going to answer it because it was edible the way it was. Sifkan Sadiches Mutorn Lachol, they're permitted to eat. Vafilu Chimeim and Yehudi Tavshlo Bosa Biachad, even if the Najew heated together the cooked food with meat, Vatavshlo Hoya Mitchila Royal Lachol Mach Sininuso, and the cooked food was not fit because it was cold. The meat was fit. You could eat cold meat. But the cooked food wasn't fit. And he heats them together. We're not going to say the basar is asur. The tafshal is asur. You can't eat the tafshal. Yes. Because that's a direct benefit from the nanju. But the meat doesn't become asur. He could have eaten the meat when it was cold. And therefore, the fact that he heated it is not going to ask it. So you look at each thing individually. The tafshal he won't eat, but the basar he will eat.